Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Covers college football for CBS Sports. It's the great Dennis Dodd making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show, Big Interview on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Dennis Dodd, it's Gary Parrish. How you doing, brother?
TP, how you doing, bud?
I've been better. You know, I've been worse too, but I've been better. That was a tough series this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounded like you lost some bets or something.
I did lose some bets, and also lost what I thought was going to be an NL East championship. It was bad on multiple levels,
yeah.
But whatever. You don't have to worry about that. You're smart enough to not root for a franchise like that. Let's talk about what you were doing this weekend, and that's covering Alabama, Arkansas, 49-26. Alabama goes to Fayetteville and really runs away from the Razorbacks in the fourth quarter, despite losing Bryce Young. Let's start there. I think Nick Saban said today that Bryce Young is going to be considered day-to-day. Do you expect him to play this weekend against Texas A&M?
I don't. I think he's just hedging just because he doesn't want to give it away for Jimbo this week. But I talked to some people today. Now, depending on the grade, and there are three grades of these AC sprains in your shoulder, it's a 3 to 5, 4 to 6 week thing. Let me give you an example of a player today. Oh, Quinn Ewers, who had something similar. Now, at Texas. Now, it was his opposite shoulder, not a showing shoulder, but it's been about 4 weeks, and he's expected to come back pretty soon. So this, again, I'm not a doctor. I play one on the radio, but I think it's going to be a little bit long term.
How big of a drop-off is it to go from Bryce Young to Jalen Milroe?
Yeah, I go back to Nick Saban. You know, one year at Missouri, they had a lightning delay, and the story came out that Nick Saban game plans lightning delays, like what you're going to do down to the minute while you guys are in the locker room. I'm sure he's game planned this, but what if Bryce Young goes down?
Talking to Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports.
He didn't turn the ball over. They ran through nine times after Bryce Young went out with 9 minutes left in the second quarter. And it finally took in the fourth quarter where they ran every play, gained 242 yards, and had like three long runs, two of them for touchdowns by Jahmyr Gibbs. So it was good coaching. The kid will not, you know, I don't think he'll lose a game for you. They're not going to run as many drop back passes as they do with Bryce, but he's serviceable.
Going down to, or actually hosting Texas A&M this weekend, Obviously this comes after Jimbo and Nick Saban had an interesting offseason, verbal back and forth. If I were Nick Saban, I would want to embarrass Jimbo Fisher and his program this weekend, but I'm not sure Nick Saban thinks that way. Do you know whether Nick Saban thinks that way?
Yeah, I mean, typically he prohibited favorites. He doesn't run up the score. He has some empathy for the other coach. And I'm talking about some of the media days. You know, they made a kumbaya, we're fine with each other. And I had him on camera, and I said, how can you say that about a guy you flat out called a narcissist? And his answer was, well, he's never been to West Virginia, have he? Like, that was an answer. He was from West Virginia, different. We can make up sooner. Okay, great. But no, he went out of his way, if you remember. He thought about it for 24 hours after that news came out of Nick said. He had planned something. But the problem is now, look, his team is limping along. They just got blown out. They've got, you know, I don't think much of a shot of winning at Alabama. So I think Nick, if he's given the chance, we'll lay a number on it.
We have seen Alabama get pushed by Texas. We watched Georgia get pushed by Missouri, yet they remain 1-2 in the AP poll, also in your power rankings. Typically in college football, at least at this point in the season, there appears to be this team that is just unbeatable and won't get touched until the college football playoff. Does this season feel different to you? Are we sure there's that monster of a team out there like, you know, frankly, Georgia last year?
Yeah, no, you're right. No, there's not that team. And I don't want to say that coming to that realization based on Saturday at Missouri. They shut down the running game for the most part. Stetson Bennett Jr., or Stetson Bennett the fourth, threw for 312 yards, no interceptions. They finally got things cranked up in the fourth quarter and won by 4 points. But that proved to me that they've got issues, and they're not the dominant team. Certainly Alabama isn't. You know, the team I like, I'm not going to call them dominant because they have to play Ohio State, but I really like the way Michigan's played. And they have to go on the road and play Ohio State. I get that. It's a one-game season. But they're stronger than last year. They've got what I think is an All-American running back in Blake Corum. The quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, has come through big time after taking the job away from Cade McNamara. And the defense is at least as good as it was last year with Aiden Hutchinson. So I would watch those guys. I think they could easily make it back into the playoff. The issue for Michigan is when they get there, the likes of Notre Dame as well, they are basically taught in a three-hour tutorial, this is how far back you are from the likes of Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia.
Talking to Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. He's on Twitter at Dennis Dodd CBS. You mentioned Michigan out of the Big Ten. Wisconsin fired his coach this weekend, who had, throughout throughout his head coaching career, had done a nice job at Wisconsin. I'm not sure anybody thought he was on the so-called hot seat entering this season, and yet, you know, they pulled the trigger on him pretty quickly. What's the explanation for that?
Yeah, this is unprecedented. Where the message sent basically was, don't you dare dip below a 720 winning percentage, because that's what the guy did in seven and a half seasons at Wisconsin. Three division titles, three championship games, three New Year's Six bowls. The offense, I guess, was antiquated. The AD there, Chris McIntosh, was a former player and a lieutenant of Barry Alvarez, and he's in the athletic department. I guess they wanted to get away from that. Then there were recruiting issues. But look, if Wisconsin beats Illinois by the prescribed 6.5 on Saturday, and we're not having this conversation. So to say it was a bit of a knee jerk, I think, was accurate. And the interim coach thing is really weird. So Jim Leonard, the defensive coordinator, is now the interim coach, well-respected interim coach. But, you know, he's the guy that got a number laid on him by Illinois. He's the guy that was supposed to be the coach in waiting. He's the guy that's been there 7 years, Gary, and now has seven games to prove himself. It seems kind of unfair. You know, you either elevate him or not. It's kind of, you can't be this kind of pregnant thing. So that's what's so weird about this.
Talking to Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. Looking ahead to this weekend, Tennessee, now ranked eighth in the AP poll, undefeated at 4-0, is at LSU and a favorite. If Tennessee is able to go win in Baton Rouge after we just watched Georgia, you know, struggle a bit, yeah, in Missouri, is it reasonable to start wondering, can Tennessee actually win the East and play in the championship game?
Well, they'd have, I think that question will be answered more clearly when they play Alabama at Tennessee, I believe, at a time when Alabama might not have a quarterback. You have 102,000, whatever, screaming down your throat. I think that's going to be a huge thing. And I love Hendon Hooker. I've got a story coming on him this week. I talked to him and his dad. And this is a very united family, very close family, but one that has a huge chip on its shoulder, going back to the circumstances under which Hendon Hooker left Virginia Tech. His dad was a Heisman candidate. They had Heisman stickers made up for him. Alan Hooker, when he was a running back at North Carolina A&T. So he knows what his son has gone through. It's all good now, but there's some stuff there that I can't wait to write about that has motivated this family and Hendon.
I'm wrapping up here with Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. Last thing before I let you go, massive win for Ole Miss over the weekend, 22-19 over a Kentucky team that was ranked in the top 10. Ole Miss has now moved into the top 10 heading into Saturday's game at Vanderbilt. How good of a team does Lane Kiffin have down in Oxford?
I think pretty good. I think he might have the best running back room in the country. Obviously, he's done great things with Jackson Dart. The defense looks like the Land Sharks of old. But let's be honest, Kentucky had multiple chances to win that game, to tie that game, and maybe, you know, probably should have won that game. But I'm not going to take away from what Ole Miss has accomplished so far this year. I think it's been great. That's another one. You know, if they go on into the future, what was the biggest question of the offseason in the SEC? Who's the third best team? Well, it looks like right now it's Ole Miss, and that they're the second best team in the West.
It is Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. Make sure you're reading him at CBSSports.com, following him on Twitter at DennisDoddCBS, and watching him, of course, on CBS Sports HQ. Terrific stuff, buddy. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Thanks.
Bye-bye. That's Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.